away for the last time this week. Although, can I just give you a little heads up? Tomorrow, a new episode of Daily Dilemma Uncensored drops, and it's a live version from last Friday night in Kilkenny.
That's right.
I listened back to it yesterday's show. Oh my God. We haven't uploaded anything like this before.
Really?
Over 18s only, just remember, but it's very funny.
Okay,
good. Even though I do say so myself.
Funny is
clapping
good.
Myself on the back. That's
right.
Tomorrow morning.
Let's get down to this one. And actually, it's a sticky one, I'll call it. Hi, Niall and Show. I need you to keep me in on what we always do. I was bridesmaid for my friend last Friday. It was a lovely day, but there were a lot of things for the wedding that she did on the cheap. Fake flowers, cheap bridesmaid dresses, and we had to do our own hair. I could go on. It was a big ask for all involved and a big cost. On reflection, I might not have agreed if I'd been aware of how out of pocket I'd be. But she's my friend. They don't have much and are trying to save for a house. The final straw came in the form of the bridesmaid's gifts. She gave them to us on the morning of the wedding. I woke up on Saturday and my ears were black from them. Why, you ask? Well, they were the cheapest of the cheap. I took a photo of the earrings and put it into Google. They were 75 cents on Shein. What a cheapstake. The cheek. How rude. I really want to have it out with her, but everyone is telling me to keep quiet. What do I do here? I am fuming. Why are you laughing
well,
so hard?
It's a cheapskate, not a cheapstake, okay? I don't know, did she get that wrong or you, but it made myself and Amy smile to each other.
cheapskate.
Okay, let's try unpack this. There's quite a bit in there, right?
Okay, so I will
She's
start...
She's doing it about what she had to spend, but look, that's kind of a given at a wedding,
I think
it?
If you're friends with somebody and you say that you're going to be... Or you say yes to being bridesmaids or grooms or whatever, like being part of the wedding, you kind of do accept to a certain extent. Even if you accept a wedding invitation now, you know that, like, you know, there's going to be a little bit of money involved. But you also know that the person that's asked you loves you enough or thinks highly enough of you to ask you to be part of their big day, right?
Yeah.
Particularly when it's a bridesmaid. And so I don't know if this is how you phrased it, but like the fake flowers and the cheap dresses and we had to do our own hair. Like those things, right? Like saying she'd fake flowers and cheap dresses, like that's, it just comes across a little bit mean to me. But then also to say, she's my friend and they don't have much and they're trying to save for a house. If that is the case, would you not be kind of understanding of that? Like, I nobody wants to wake up and the earrings have had an effect on them. But at the same time, like, it wouldn't bother me if somebody bought me something and it was like...
Okay, can I just, on that one, play a little devil's advocate
yeah.
and say, I would rather not get a gift than a 75 cent pair of earrings that make my
okay.
ears black. I just say, look, it's fine. There's no biggie.
But maybe the earrings were just meant to be like costume jewelry for the actual day. Do
okay.
you know what I mean? Like,
okay.
And if she doesn't have much, maybe that was her gesture. Like, I'm kind of torn between, like, is she being mean to her friend or does she just feel like she was the one that was kind of really ripped off? But I just feel the way she said, God, I really feel like I'm in the middle. But I would say, I don't think it's something that you can go to your friend and talk to and say, like,
your wedding was cheap.
Yeah, your
How
wedding
hurtful
was,
would
like,
that
I
be?
Just think that's, like, I think if you're going to look at it logically, I think you need to move on from it, because I don't think anything is to be gained for you or from the friendship for having it out with somebody for buying something that you thought was a cheap steak.
A cheap steak, yes, right. A cheap
steak. Amy, how would you feel about the Shein earrings?
I'm a little bit 50-50. Like, I agree a bit with you that, like, just go along with it. And if she can't afford it, she can't afford it. But also, I wouldn't like black ears.
No, neither would I, darling, but I've been there. I wear a lot of costume jewellery. Do you know what I mean? Like, I do. So I personally don't think, like, I don't have loads of expensive earrings or anything.
No. I have my, like, select few and I just rewear them. But, yeah, I don't know if I'd go for the cheap stuff myself.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is like a case of you have to look at your friend for who she is and put aside the stuff that is kind of and it is all kind of material, but we don't know what's going on behind it, do you know? We can't tell. I'm 50-50, Niall. I'm never 50-50.
No,
I don't
not.
Know what to say. I don't know whether...
Okay,
like,
let's find out if the Southeast is 50-50 this morning. 085-102-9103. Your voice notes are welcome. What would you say to our emailer? Let us know. Okay, so does she say anything? Does she let it go? What's the deal here. Catherine was first on. Don't say anything. It was her wedding and she did the best she could. You could have dropped out of being a bridesmaid if you weren't happy. Okay, you weren't happy with the gift, but you will take the shine off her day if you say something and you don't really want that.
My God, said Shelley. If she claims to be her friend, she should have known how tight, as she says, things were for her friend. They were a pair of earrings, for God's sake. Surely the friendship means so much more. The world is gone mad.
And a different perspective from Aidan, who says she's dead right. The person should have just got married in a registry office and saved everyone the hassle.
Oh, Aidan.
Oh, okay. That's quite strong. Let's get to a couple of the voice notes now, if I can get my laptop.
Is it your fingers are too cold?
I don't have the gloves on like you, you know. Let's start with this one.
Karen in
Karen
Kilkenny.
Was on to us from... Oh, no, hang on a second. Let's not do that one. Let's move on. And let's do this one, which is Natalia, who has some thoughts on the dilemma this morning.
So I got married recently, went back in May, and my whole thing was machine, everything. Girls bright on the dresses and jewellery, shoes. Like at the end of the day you're only wearing it for one time. One few hours. And like she should be happy. Like she does she not realise how much wedding costs? And especially when they are trying to save for house as well. Like she's just being I don't know, stuck up, beep. But, yeah, no, she should be grateful for being a part of their life of their day. And, yeah, no, I don't think she's right at all. The cheek of her. Like, the bride had to pay for her maybe accommodation and maybe, like, her plate and everything. Like, the bridesmaid meant to, like, make the day easier, not harder on the bride.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Natalia.
She's really stressed over it.
Yeah.
Let's go back. Let's hear from Karen and Kilkenny.
On the Daily Dilemma, I think she's mean about the flowers and the dress, but having to do your own hair and get 75 cent earrings is taking absolute piss. Like, the amount of money you probably should gave it a gift, pay for her hotel room. I'm getting married and I'm going to be paying for the hotel room. Probably not going to go too expensive on the dress, but paying for their hair, makeup, giving them decent gifts. Like, 75 cent earrings is where, like, I draw the line. Like, that's actually disgraceful. Like, she could have, if you know, she's going to be getting gifts and everything from people, she could have like stretched the budget a bit more, like 75 cent, like even 20 earrings, like come on. But in terms of what for her to do, I don't think there's really much point saying anything, because it's just going to end up in a row and what are you going to gain from it? So I think it's best to leave it alone. But for any future events she has, I wouldn't be putting my hand in my pocket too deep.
Okay, thank you for that.
Thank you so much.
All right, last one just came in. People are real snobby nowadays. Jeez, hashtag team bride. That's from Chris.